Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Book and Verse Bible Study. Yes, the real deal Bible study with Minister Akaya. She'll be bringing you the Word of God, which is the letter of God, to you. She has been anointed and appointed by our Heavenly Father for such a time as this. We will uncover what really happened in the Garden of Eden. Who is Cain's father? What is the unpardonable sin, and can we commit it? How did Cain find a wife if Adam and Eve were the only two in creation? This show will discuss these topics and many more. So get your Strong's Bible Concordance and let's study the letter of God.
just for listening to the Dynamite Trinity United Church of Christ, where Dr. Jeremiah Wright was leading the song. What an awesome song. Total praise given our Father. Our Father. Total praise. As we honor our mothers today, as we say, thank you, Mama. We say, thank you, Lord, for giving us mamas. We say, thank you, Father, for being there when nobody else was with us. Father, we say, just thank you. And we give you total praise. Hallelujah. We're having a good time today on this Sabbath. Just a little bit more of this. Can you give him total praise for what he's already done? Can you just praise him? Can you lift your hands and just say, thank you, Father? Sabbath, and thank God for another week that we've made. Thank you, Father, for all that you've already done. You know, as we look at our Mother's Day, you know, I couldn't help but getting a little choked up on that song because that was one of my mom's most favorite songs at church, and I could just see her face praising God and the tears rolling down her eyes as she was saying, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, with that loud voice of hers. Oh, she was awesome. My mama could sing. Oh, my God, she sang like a bird. She could go up to a high pitch, like I say, like Minnie Riperton, for those that remember her, or Mariah Carey as the New Age, and then she could drop it down low in a low baritone voice like Barry White. My mother had a range on her, and she loved to praise the Lord. I was just thinking of watching her around the house as she was preparing those big Sunday meals, and she'd get up at 4 a.m., sometimes 3 a.m., and may not have had much rest thinking about and praying for her family, but she would get up and prepare a feast every weekend, and then head off to the church. And I just miss my mom, and I want to dedicate my show today to all the mothers. But Mama, I want to dedicate this to you, my beautiful, marvelous queen mom, we called her, Annette Davis Duke. Some called her Mama Duke, we called her Ma. So this show goes out to you, Ma. I love you and I miss you. I know one day we will see each other again. We're going to be doing phone calls today. I've asked a couple of ministers to join me. We're going to talk about the Virgin Mary. We want to talk about Jesus, Mama. We want to talk about your mother, if you'd like to call in. You know, I know a lot of people have told me that, you know, Mother's Day is such a special time for all of us. And, you know, most of the times I was relatively sad and maybe a little depressed. But this year, I'm honoring my mom with joy, you know, joy and happiness. And I know she will be so proud of me. So I know she's proud of me, period. So as y'all said here, this is Minister Kai, if you're just tuning in and you're listening to the Real Deal Bible Study, the phone number here is 646-923-9548. We'd like to hear from you today. We'd like to talk about what we talk about today is going to be about Mother Mary, Jesus' mom. You know, what I would like to share is that we know that she was a very... We know that Mary was a young woman when she was approached by... the Archangel Gabriel and was told that she had favor by God, and that she was going to bear a child, and she was very confused. We also know that her cousin was Elizabeth, and when she went to go and discuss what had happened with her, when she conceived, that she went to her cousin Elizabeth, and Elizabeth was carrying John the Baptist at the time, and when her voice spoke, the baby moved. That was, you know, John giving praise. It's an awesome story, but we don't have a lot of detail. I know that she, the Bible says that she was a Levite on one side of her family and Judean on the other side of the family. We have some information about Mary, and but not a lot. So what we're going to do today is we're going to be going through some scriptures. We're going to have a guest speaker on the show today, Reverend Hampton. We're going to be discussing a few things about, you know, her family, her life. We're just going to have a sisterhood today talking about our wonderful mothers. I thank God for my mom. As we continue on with the show, I would like to just stop here and pause and ask God to please come into the midst. Father God, we ask that you come join us today, Father. As we come to your throne of grace and mercy, Father, we come to you and with thanksgiving. We come to you in total praise. We come to you with our hands lifted and our eyes focused on you, Father. We come to you knowing that you have all strength and power, and through you, Father, we can manage one more day. Father, we say thank you for all you've done. Thank you for carrying us through this week. Thank you for anointing us. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to have mothers, Father. Thank you, God, for allowing your mother. Thank you, God, for just being you all by yourself. Thank you for giving us Jesus, Yeshua. Thank you, Father, for just touching. Father, we ask that you go to hospitals, day rooms, family rooms, Father, and touch those that are sick and shut in. Touch those that are confused. Touch those that are struggling with marriage. Thank you, Father, for giving us the power to speak the devil out of our lives, to command him out, Father. So we ask, Father God, that you touch families this afternoon. Touch everyone listening, Father. Touch those that wanted to listen, those that didn't. Father, heal ye your people. As we say, thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. So I'd never want to forget to go to the throne of grace and mercy. We can get so caught up in our days sometimes that we actually forget to go to our throne. But God is so merciful. He allows us to come to him and start our day over at any moment. Isn't God good? Just thank you, Father. Hallelujah and amen. So as we open our phone lines today, I'm waiting to hear from my sister, Reverend Hampton. The phone number here is 646-923-9548. It's just been a blessing thus far. We were also mentioning earlier, we're talking about the mothers, our mothers. Happy Mother's Day to everyone out there that's a mom, a grandmom. There were so many great ones in my life. I think about my great-grandmother, which was 108 years old when she left. Another one was 117 years old. My grandmother, I'm just going to call out some names, you know, Maud Meriwether Duke, Sally Meriwether, we called Babe, was my great-great-grandmother. And it was a blessing that I got a chance to know them. I got a chance to love them. I got a chance to learn from them, you know. Such a blessing when my mom, Annette Davis Duke, and her mother, Annie Flemings Davis, was my mom's mom. And I posted some photos for the show, and if you see different faces, that's my wonderful women of God, the queens of God that God placed me in their lives for them to teach me and show me what it means to be a woman, what it means to be a child of God. You know, I remember when my mom, you know, she was so awesome. I remember her teaching me as a little baby girl, you know, to pray. And I remember sitting at the dining room tables with my great-grandmother and my grandmother, and, you know, we had to have a Bible verse or we couldn't eat, you know. They instilled in me the power of our mighty Father. You know, and without God, God, we had nothing. So therefore, you know, they were strong women of God, and I am just grateful. I am thankful, and I would like to honor my show to them and say, thank you for teaching me, and now I'm trying to teach others. You know, God is so awesome. What a blessing he is in our lives. He's been a great blessing in my life. And, you know, I'd also like to point to people and also say that, well, my mom was this and my mom was that, and I really don't get along with my mother, and she's that and this, that, and the other. But you know what? We got to honor our mother and father. You know, if you can't honor them for anything other than the fact that they gave you life, that through God, through them, you're here today. So honor them for that, because we have you. We have you because of your mom, because of your dad. You know, we never, ever are going to get this thing perfect. You know, you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. This was not perfect. That was not perfect. So when we hold our mom in low esteem and we're negative towards her, that's a slap in God's face. You know, we've got to learn to love them in spite of situations, because look how much God has loved you through what you've gone through, what you have done. Now, if you can sit back and tell me that you're perfect, then right away I know you off the chain, because you're not. So honor your mother just because she's mama. Just because she gave you birth, she carried you in her stomach for 9 months. She fed you, she helped you, she clothed you. Whatever your gripe might be, you know, she did the best she could with what she had. There are a lot of people that are sick, and we have to pray for them. So honor your mama, you know, because thank God for mamas. You know, I'm grateful to have a mom. My mom was stern. I thought she was the meanest woman in the world. She had the most beautiful hazel eyes and seemed like she could look through my soul. But when that woman would sit back and talk to me and tell me different things about life, today I carry on those things. You know, I wish I could sit down and have a conversation with my mom today. But I guess I am in the spiritual world. You know, I just thank God for her. She was an awesome woman. She was a school teacher. She also was an awesome cook. She was a fundraiser. She went to many different churches, and every time she'd walk in the church, the minister would say, is that Mother Duke? Would you please honor us with a song? And man, could she sing. I remember once we went on a cruise to the islands, and my mom was such an entertainer, and she got on stage, and of course she won the talent show. And Carnival Cruise Line came to my mom and said, Sister Duke, we'd like to, I don't know what they call the Sister Duke, I know they call them Mrs. Duke, and they said, we'd like to offer you a job on the cruise line. You'll be traveling all around the world, and you'll be entertaining us. And my mom looked at them, and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, Ma, this would be great. You know, we're going to go on some cruises. This is going to be awesome. And my mom turned, and she looked at them, and she said, honey, I don't sing over no cigarette smoke and no alcohol. I sing for the Lord. And she turned them down flat. That's how firm she was in her belief of God. So, you know, I just love my mama. I miss her. But I know she's all around me, and I know one day I'll see her again. As we go to the phone lines, I see a phone call coming in. Remember to call us up at 646-923-9548. Thank you so much. Hello.
Hello, this is Minister Kaya. Who do I have the pleasure of talking to this afternoon?
This is your famous brother, Eric Duke.
Oh, Eric, thank God. Thank God. Oh, man, you know, we make plans and God makes another plan. Oh, what a blessing. This is my youngest brother, Eric Duke, that I have the pleasure of talking about our mother together. I owe him so much. He's helped me in so many ways. He and my mom were jam tight, went to church every Sunday together. He played the drums and sang with mama. So, Eric, how you doing today?
I'm doing as blessed as I can be. I'm doing great.
Praise God. We're just sharing about Mother's Day on the air today. And what you want to talk about? What do you want to say about our wonderful mother?
You know, it makes it kind of hard sometimes when you talk about an angel that was walked on this earth, and our mother was one.
Mm.
Very strong woman. You know, I remember the times that when she got real, real sick, that she was on deathbed, and that God brought her through it. You know, took her through 29 days on life support, and one day the doctor walked in, and I walked into the hospital, and mama was sitting on the side of the bed, and the doctor said, said this is a miracle to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, he lived quite a long time behind that.
Yeah.
You know, I remember me and Walt Lee, the older brother, when we got to the hospital, and him and just told her that they put on life support at 3 that morning. And it was real strong on me, you know, and Walt prayed, you know, he's a preacher now, so he prayed hard. And when he got through praying, I sung a couple verses of I Won't Complain, and my finger came up.
Mm-hmm.
And they just waving the finger, and everybody in the room like, said, man, she knows who that one is, you know, and God's blessing and mercy that she did. You know, we had a very loving and strong mother.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. Mm-hmm.
You know, so in the meantime, you know, I was thinking, as far as a tribute, it's hard to give a tribute to someone that, you know, you really don't never want to be without, but you have to be without because God calls home.
Yes. Yes.
So, and I thank God for that.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and talking of that, you know, like I told a couple of people I know well, the hardest songs I ever sung in my life was at Mama's funeral, my daddy's funeral, and, as Lynette, you know, our older sister.
Yes.
You know, those are the hardest songs ever sung.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I got a tribute I can give you real quick, a little bit of something that my mom really loved. And
yes.
Then it gave us the understanding that God got to save us and we all will be again.
Yes. Okay.
And that's the basic thing. The song I sung at Daddy's funeral was Walk Around Heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got a minute, I'll give you a little small bit
of
the Lord's
will. Yes, yes, yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're waiting for you.
And the song will say, one of these mornings, won't be there long. You look for me, and now I'll be gone. I am going to a place where there'll be nothing to do, and we'll just walk around heaven all day. Lord, when I get to heaven, I'm gonna run out and shout. Nobody there will be able to put me out. See, my mother will be waiting, and my father too, and we'll just walk around heaven all day. Lord above, can you hear? Can you hear me praying? Lord, just walk upright by my side. Saturday will have no end. We will do nothing but sing and praise till all is over and done. When my race down here as it was, we'll just walk around heaven all day. And that's my tribute to my
Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. I thank you so much, and thank you for calling in today. What a blessing. What a blessed voice. You took right after Mama, and that is such a wonderful gift. God bless you. Oh, God bless you. God bless you.
I thank God for you, too, right now. I want you to know I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Keep it strong.
I love you so much. Kiss the children and everybody for me, and have a blessed and wonderful day. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Deal Bible Study. We'll be signing off, my brother. I love you so much. Take care.
I love you.
As your daddy would always say, no matter where you go, take care with you. Let the record show. God is good. God has been so good to us. Thank you so much for tuning in. I love you, and have a blessed and wonderful day. God, for the serving of the Lord, thank you so much for tuning in. Let us turn now to Luke the book of Luke. Let's get into our scripture. Let's go to Luke 1, and let's go to verse 26. We're going to look at Mother Mary, the Virgin Mother. Thank you, and now let's go to Luke chapter 1. Let's go into verse 26. And verse 26 reads, "And the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. 27. To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. 28. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast her mind the manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." Jesus the Messiah. 32 goes on to say, "And he shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of the father of David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end." Then Mary said unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" She was a virgin. She didn't know none of this. "And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Isn't that an amazing story? Now let's look at one other story from Mother's Day here. That's 1 Kings chapter 3. And this is Solomon. Solomon asked God for wisdom, and they dwelled in Jerusalem. 16, and there came there two women that were harlots unto the king, and they stood before him. 17, and the one woman said, "O my Lord, I and this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. And it came to pass that third day after that I had delivered, that this woman also delivered, and we were together, and there were no strangers with us in the house, just us, our two children." The 19, and this woman's child died in the night because she overlaid it, and she arose at midnight and took my son from my bedside while my handmaiden slept, and laid it in her bosom, and took the dead child in her bosom. So she just reversed the children. And the other woman said, "Nay, but the living child is my son, and the dead child is your son." And it went back and forth with this. And King Solomon sat back and he said, bring me a sword. And they bought him a sword. This is 24 and 25. And the king said, "Divide the living child into two and give half to the one and half to the other." Then spoke the woman whose living child it was upon the king, for her bowels yearned upon her son. And she said, "Oh, my Lord, give her the living child and in no way wise slay it." But the other woman said, "Let it be neither mine nor thine, but divide it." And the king answered, going on in two, and said, "Give her the living child, and no wise slay it. She is the mother." You know, and then is it wonderful that they talk about two harlots, but they were loving mamas. One loved and one was hurtful. Oh, thank God for this afternoon. Coming to the end of the show, I'd like to thank you for listening. Promise that we'll get back to our regular.
Thank you for listening to Minister Akaya. We hope that this teaching has been a blessing to you. You can visit her on her website, www.bookandversebiblestudy.com. And while there, find out how to reach Akaya on Facebook and Twitter. Remember, Akaya will be coming to you every Sabbath, Saturday at 3 p.m. So tune in every week to be empowered and informed. So no matter where you go, take God and care with you. We pray that God will continue to bless you so that you may become a blessing to others.